Hollywood Garden party to reminisce with my old friends.
Throughout the land, people are planting victory gardens to augment the nation's food supply for war.
First you're alone with a little seed. You plant the seed and soon you're alone with a little bud. And soon you're alone with a little onion. You eat the onion and boy are you alone.
Plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own.
It's time for the Garden Show, featuring the staff of the Cheyenne Botanic Gardens.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the weekly gardening show here on KFBC. Garden Show brought to you by Gardening with Altitude, 1101 Logan Avenue. Gardening from the ground up, and with Christmas on the way, don't forget about that gardener on your Christmas list. Garden with Altitude open year-round, so stop on by and give them a look and think about that gardener when you are shopping. 634-1240, that is the Fat Boys Tire and Auto phone line, text line. 630-2266 is the KFBC text line. So like I said, if we're probably not going to have time to play reindeer roulette. So if you text a question in or you call a question or a comment in, I'll put your name down and we'll throw you in the box for your chance to win $100 in KFBC cash and be eligible for the grand prize drawing as well. So, Shane, Jacob, how are you guys today? Good to have you on board.
Doing great.
Yeah.
This morning.
I couldn't believe you said it's not windy at Arlington.
Yeah.
It was a
shock, wasn't it?
There's going to be hell to pay for this day.
Yeah. Truckers are going to drive off the road because they're not going to know what to do.
Right.
All right. Well, I think we got a call right
off
the bat.
Great. Yeah, let's enter them in the contest.
Yeah, let's head to the phone line. And good morning. You are on Cheyenne today. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Nancy. And hi, Shane.
Hi there.
I have shallots, and I haven't dug them because the bulbs have a whole bunch of little tiny ones around them.
Uh-huh.
Can I leave those in the ground till next spring? Do I have to mulch them? What do I do?
I think if they're in a protected place, they may well survive the winter. If not, you could store them in a cool place and then replant the small guys next spring. That'd probably be your best bet.
Oh, I pull them all up and take them off of the mother one?
Yeah, yeah, and then grow them next year.
Okay, because they're real tiny, like my finger.
Well, if they're super tiny, they may not survive the winter.
They
if
didn't
they're,
get a bulb on them.
Yeah, I mean, if they're that little...
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
I'd hedge my bets. I'd separate them, leave a few in the ground. I'd bring a few in.
Uh-huh.
And if you really wanted to get kind of crazy, you could set some in soil and grow them in a windowsill for a while. But, you know, that way you're one of those methods going to work. And people also know them as shallots.
Yeah.
So and for people who are like, what the heck are they talking about? Uh-huh. That's a kind of a mild onion that is highly regarded by people who know more about cooking than I do.
Yes, well, they're wonderful because they're mild, and they especially if they don't care for onions, they will like this.
So how do you cook them up?
I just put them in things just like I would an onion.
Okay.
But I went and bought these bulbs, and they were, probably around a quarter.
Uh-huh.
And I figured they would branch out. Well, all they did is, they branched out, but just had these tiny little things, a whole bunch of them.
Didn't give you much to cut and eat?
No, there's nothing to cut.
Huh.
And I've never had them do that before. I've raised them before.
Yeah, it might be the source, but maybe next year, if you can get a few to survive, you'll get something out of them.
Yeah, okay, very good.
All righty, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, Nancy. 634-1240, so Nancy's name is in the box for KFBC Christmas Cash. 634-1240, Fat Boys Tire and Auto phone line, text line 630-2266. And so, Shane, what do we got coming up at the Children's Village?
Well, we've got a few things going on, but one thing is canceled, and that is tomorrow normally is a Friday. Mm-hmm. Normally on Fridays, we have story time and a craft, and the Botanic Gardens is taking that holiday called Veterans Day, and thank you, vets, for all your service.
Mm-hmm.
That is the day we're celebrating Veterans Day. We will, however, have the Botanic Gardens Grand Conservatory open on Saturday, which is truly Veterans Day, the 11th, you know, it's always the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Mm-hmm. That's how you figure out Veterans Day, and there's a lot more history to that. But anyway, we figure a few people might want to just get out and about and get out of the wind and come and see things. So we will be open from 10 to 3 this Saturday, even though it is Veterans Day. But tomorrow we will be closed, both the Children's Village and the Botanic Gardens.
Okay.
Also coming up at the Village this Wednesday, a week from yesterday, at 4 o'clock, they're going to be making turkey feet centerpieces for your table. They're almost a little bizarre, but they're kind of fun. It's a make and take. They'll make them out of twigs, and it'll definitely be a discussion centerpiece that you can come and make. That's at 4 o'clock after school next Wednesday. And we don't want anybody to miss out on the party of four decades. The Cheyenne Botanic Gardens is celebrating our 40th year being a part of this wonderful community, and that will be a week from this Friday. Excuse me. That's the 17th of November, and we're doing sort of a 70s party. And so people are encouraged to dress in 70s garb. We're going to have music. We're going to have games. We're going to have pinball machines. We're going to have all kinds of photo sessions with some historic things to take pictures with, and lots of food and drink. And so you can go to our website, click on our news and events, and you can register, get your tickets. Tickets are limited. Or you can call the garden, 637-6458. Ask for Kristen, and she'll get you set up with a ticket. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of folks, and this is a fundraiser, excuse me, for the gardens. Some folks said, I thought you just did a fundraiser when you opened. And actually, we had a nice celebration for the City of Cheyenne's 150th birthday party. That was not necessarily a fundraiser by and for the gardens. That was a celebration for Cheyenne with the 150th committee. It was a great evening. But this is really our first fundraiser in the building, and we hope our supporters come and celebrate having such a unusual sort of thing in a city this size, and that's called a botanic garden, because usually you can't put one of those in a town of 60,000 people. It's we have something nobody else has our size, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm digging the old school pictures you're putting on your stuff that you bring in here, Shane. Do you have these actually at the gardens, or are these at your house?
We have them at the gardens, and we'll have pictures hanging up and some videos, and we just reprised a 1970s t-shirt.
I was going to ask Jacob.
Jacob's wearing one today.
Oh, yeah. It's very fashionable.
It says Fruit and Vegetable Liberation Army, the Cheyenne Community Solar Greenhouse. That was our original name at the gardens, was the Cheyenne Community Solar Greenhouse. And in 1986, when we moved to Lyons Park, we changed our name to Cheyenne Botanic Gardens. So
we've got it looks like a hand holding a carrot with a lightning bolt through it. Did you draw and design that?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why people think it's so
neat.
Well, it really does have a story. So back in the 70s, there was this large contingent of folks doing the black power sign with a fist shoved into the air.
Yeah.
And so we thought we would, and that coincides with, this is for only you old folks out there listening, you might remember Patty Hearst, and she was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army.
Okay.
And so we combined those two images, or I combined those two images, to say Fruit and Vegetable Liberation Army, because that's what we grew mostly in the old days.
Yeah.
And then we had the Black Power Fist, but we put a carrot in the hand. Instead of just a fist going into the air.
Yes. Awesome.
And a lightning bolt just for superpowers.
Right?
Yeah.
So whose idea, Jacob? Was it your idea to go get shirts made out of these?
No. I believe it was Amy Gorby, our volunteer.
Amy and Tina and our assistant director. And
they pulled it out and they said, look at this old shirt. And we all said, oh, we have to have that for a new t-shirt. That's a perfect throwback. And we will be selling these in the gift shop. And you'll see staff running around with them on. It's just kind of a fun way to call back to our roots with something like that. So
a little wacky.
Yeah.
You're quite an artist, Shane.
Well, he's, accomplished here.
Yeah, I could go in the t-shirt business.
Yeah, you should.
Lots of money there.
Lots of dough in the t-shirt.
Just like my current job.
634-1240 if you have a question or a comment for Shane or Jacob, the text line, 630-2266. And like I said, if you we're not going to probably play Reindeer Roulette today, so if you call in a question or a comment or you text in a question or a comment, I'll put your name in the box for KFBC Christmas Cash today.
If you text in, you need to put your name in the text so we enter
exactly.
you.
Exactly,
yes, yeah. You do. Don't forget that part. Sometimes you just text.
It's simple. So just give us a call or give us a text, 634-1240, or text line 630-2266. Wintertime, house plants, people watering their house plants to... I mean, they're in a controlled environment, Shane and Jacob. Do you need to change what you do as far as watering for house plants?
Well, they're in a controlled environment, but... If you're hyper aware of your home, you realize that things are changing. This environment of your home is changing in a couple different ways. One, the heat comes on. At least we hope the heat comes on. And so that drops the humidity immensely.
Yeah.
And you've got hot air blowing all over the place. So that's a change. The other change is the light. And it's funny how the older I get, the more I really am in tune with this, the more I notice it's like, wow, that sun is really penetrating out of the south windows. And that's what happens is the south windows get a ton more light, you know, 10, 20, 25 feet deep into a room where in the dead of summer, that same room might have 2 inches of light coming into that room from the south windows. So if you have south windows, which I love. I wouldn't buy a house without a lot of south windows because it keeps you warm in the winter. Then all of a sudden, a room that was not all that well lit is just bright. What else is true is your east and west windows have a lot more light in the summertime. The sun is hanging out a lot more in the east and west in the summer because it's up longer, so it creeps further north and hangs out in the east and west as a result of that. So you might want to do a little adjusting of plants that need a lot of light, move them to the south window away from the east and west windows. Plants that don't like light, you might want to get them out of that south window and just do a little adjusting. Watch your watering. Some plants go a little more dormant in the winter with the shorter days. But the drier air, you might want to be watering a little bit more. Just monitor how things are changing in your particular soil and, you know, do a little bit of adjustment. I move a few things around. Do you move a few things around, Jacob?
Yeah, well, that's what I was just going to say. What's interesting is we have a plant called a coleus, and if you're not familiar with those, they're really affected by light. And we don't have good south-facing windows in our house, so ours sits facing the east. So it's kind of neat to see half of the plant actually has more pigment than the other side of the plant that's not getting the light.
Yeah.
So, and I've told my wife on more than one occasion if she would run home at lunch and move it from the east window to the west window, she could follow it and we'd have color on both sides.
That's worth a little right? drive, you know. Yeah. Save that house plant.
Just move all of our house plants to the other side during the day. But it is interesting seeing how that light does affect. Yeah. So. Okay, 634-1240. That's the Fat Boys Tire and Auto phone line. Text line 630-2266. This is the Weekly Garden Show. It is brought to you by Gardening with Altitude, and we need to get into our first break. We're back with more after this.
Eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. We blew up our TV.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Weekly Garden Show brought to you by Gardening with Altitude. Reese Monaco with you. Cheyenne today, presented by Black Hills Energy. We're visiting with Shane Smith, director of the Cheyenne Botanic Gardens, and Jacob Mars, the a horticulturist for the Botanic Gardens. So if you have a question or comment, 634-1240. That is the Fat Boys Tire and Auto phone line. Text line 630-2266. And we're not playing reindeer roulette today, so what we'll do is if you call up with a question or a comment or a text,
put your name down and put you into the box for your chance to win $100 in KFPC Christmas cash, plus the grand prize drawing as well. Nancy Sandberg already in to the box with her call earlier today. So earlier on the show, 634-1240, Fat Boys Tire and Auto phone line, text line 630-2266. Now, a couple things we're going to touch on here, but when we were at break, Jacob was talking about the coleus that he has in his home,
yeah.
Guys, and just pulled this up. Amazing colors for this. And you guys, Shane, Jake, you guys were talking about how they're doing some different things.
Yeah, you can, at home, if you're near a computer or a pad or whatever, type in C-O-L-E-U-S, coleus. You can see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful houseplant, but we're finding them to be bred more and more to be an outside summertime only, not a perennial, an annual, but a plant where it used to not be a good choice for outdoors. They're breeding them to be more sun tolerant.
Yeah.
And they come in every color of the rainbow, purple, red, yellow, green, gold. And they can get big and tall. They can hang out of the side of a basket, depending on the variety you choose. So, and as Jacob mentioned, the fun thing is you can break a stem off of a coleus, just stick it in a glass of water, and leave it there for 3 weeks. You don't even need to change the water. Come back, and it'll have 30 roots on it. You throw it in a pot with any old soil and hand it to a friend, and then you don't have to buy them a Christmas present.
Exactly.
just give them a coleus.
Just divide your coleus. Yeah. That sounds kind of personal. Let's go to the phone. And good morning. You're on the Garden Show. Who's this?
Morning, gentlemen. It's Cliff.
Hey, good Cliff. Morning.
How are you? Smith, how you doing? Hey,
good.
Shane and Jacob. I think, Shane, you addressed this once before, but I need to refresh my memory. I'm putting in a new lawn, and I'm wondering about using used coffee grounds that I've been collecting or the ashes out of my wood stove.
Great question. So one's a go, one's a no-go. Coffee grounds are great for anywhere in your garden, as long as you don't just keep dumping them in the exact same spot, because if you get too much of a concentration of coffee grounds, it'll get too acidic. But if you just do a little bit of spreading them around, it's nothing but good stuff. That acidification is great, and the soil needs it, and it breaks down very rapidly. So throwing away coffee grounds is a real waste of a great resource for soil, for even a little bit in your pot of plants, not too much. Again, you don't want to concentrate it. Wood ash, however, contrary to what a whole lot of garden books and websites will tell you, that, hey, go ahead and put wood ash in your garden, don't do it. It's it works back east. It works everywhere from maybe Omaha east. But this way, where the soil gets more and more alkaline, wood ash is bad news. It can permanently damage your soil. It's the opposite of coffee. It is alkaline, super alkaline, and it's just not good for much anything. It's too bad, because it's a natural product. You know, you could, about the only thing I think you could do with soap ashes, or with ashes, make soap, like the old timers used to do. If you're raising chickens, which is now legal in town, you can make a little bowl in your chicken yard, dump a little ash in that, and the chickens will go take an ash bath, and that kills spider mites on their skin, which they can get. So there's a couple little uses for ash. Maybe somebody else has some other ideas, but don't put them in the garden. Just dispose of them. And
I fill badger holes and gopher holes with it.
Yeah, that might not be bad. They won't like that. So, yeah, but the coffee grounds, I mean, Lordy, we spend so much on our coffee anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, might as well get a second use out of them before you're done with them.
I ought to often use it in my shop for a floor sweep when I spill oil or whatever, and it works pretty good for
me. Oh, yeah. Interesting. There's one.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks
all
for
right, thanks. Reese, put me in, buddy.
Got you in, man.
Thanks. All right. Okay. You guys have a great day.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Smith, his name in the box for the KFBC Christmas cash. It's as simple as that. Simple call or a text will get you in there. Before we move on here, Shane, you wanted to mention about the city for the winter ending the organic buckets that the people put their yard waste in.
Right. For folks who don't realize it is illegal to take yard waste and put it in your normal trash, and so therefore the city has a an option, and it was limited. I'm not quite sure the status of it,
either,
but I know a lot of folks in town, myself included, have opted to pay a little extra, and you get another second bucket for your compost. And so a lot of us have three different trash buckets, which is a good thing, I think. Mm-hmm. Limits how quick our landfills fill up, but we have one just for regular trash. We have one for, you can opt out and get one for recycling, and you can get one for organic waste, for yard waste. And this is not for like big branches, this is for more the smaller pieces and yeah. leaves and things like that. And so it's been a great program. It's been going on for years, but they shut it down. And they're going to shut it down a week from this Friday. So just so you know, don't keep filling the bucket up and setting it out as you're cleaning up your yard. This is your last shot. So this week, maybe depending on what day your bucket gets picked up, but you've got this week and then all of next week, and then it's a done deal. Then we got to wait until, I don't know, they wake it up again. They start it up, I think, around April, sometime in April, okay. I'm guessing. But we'll be here to let you know.
Yeah.
This compost facility stays open all
yes.
winter, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Which is great.
They do change their hours to winter hours, so you might want to call and check on that, or go to the website, City of Cheyenne website, and check that. But
CheyenneCity.org.
Yes.
Okay. 634-1240. If you have a question or comment, text line 630-2266. Now, Nancy was calling in talking about some bulbs. Can you still plant bulbs this time of year? There's some fall bulbs out there right now.
You know what? This is my most favorite time to plant bulbs because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to save a bucket load of money.
Yeah.
Because they are all pretty much on sale. In fact, if you find bulbs that aren't on sale, go somewhere else. You'll find them. You'll find them on sale. The selection isn't gigantic, but it's not bad. And I've seen them at big box stores. I'll bet you anything, Garden with Altitude has some bulbs on sale. And the reason this is a great weekend to do that is we're just about to start seeing pockets of frozen soil. In fact, maybe on the north side. Are you seeing much frozen soil out there, Jacob, in your diggings?
Yeah, a little bit here and there. It's not quite there yet, but I have a feeling in the next week or two we will be there. So
yeah, so this weekend might be your last weekend, yep. Maybe one more after that. So if you want to beautify your yard for a real low price, just buy yourself bulbs, and you know, I'm seeing them in bulk. Half price, 30, 40 daffodils, half price, so maybe $4 or $5, you can get a load of color for the next 20 years in your yard.
Yeah.
And if you bring home the bulbs and are wondering what to do, just real simply, the flat side goes down, the pointy side goes up. You might see a little indication of roots on them. You always plant them 2 to 3 times deeper than they are wide. Bigger bulbs, that tends to be about 8 inches, 6 to 8 inches.
Yeah.
The tinier bulbs, it can be 3 to 5 inches. And I know you've been doing a lot of bulb planting, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been using a couple different methods out there with your digging.
Yeah, so we're using the standard old bulb planter, which is the handheld, twist it into the ground, pull a
chunk out. It's like a little hollow tube with a handle on the end of it.
Yeah, kind of tapered, so it pulls the dirt out, but then we have this wonderful thing that we've been using that Shane had found for the gardens years ago. And I don't know if you can find them in the stores. You might have to look online.
I've never seen. Yeah, you're going to have to look online for this thing.
But it's a step-in bulb planter. And it's, it's just a straight metal piece with the piece we were talking about with a little handle to shake the dirt off. But boy, what a back saver. I had, 20, 30 bulbs in the ground in the matter of minutes with this thing. So.
Yeah, you have a little thing you squeeze up high,
yeah.
at about waist high, and it knocks the dirt out of that little tube,
yep.
that you just planted. So it's a slick little thing.
And if you're a good shot, you can just drop them in as you go and pull the dirt back over, and you're ready to go. But no, it definitely saves a lot of time. So if you can look online for that, I'd imagine just a step-in bulb planter.
Yeah, you probably find
Google
it.
Search. To,
yeah. And then there's also the auger method, which we couldn't find our auger. But
yeah. Yeah, the drill method, yes. Yeah. Which probably would be even faster than what I did. But yeah. If you can find a little auger bit for your drill, you can just auger that little hole, a couple inch hole into the ground and pop them in, and away you go. So
do you plant them and then forget it? Is it like plant it and for like the
set, it, yeah.
set it and forget the it? Ronco. Do you plant them, or is there
Ron
do
Popeil,
a lot of
yeah.
is there a lot of watering involved?
No, it really is that quick. I mean, you just punch a little hole in the ground, drop the bulb in, backfill it, and that little part of your ground is going to have a bloom on it every year for the next 20 years.
Really?
Yep.
That'll last for a week or two and brighten up your spring fever. So,
the Ronco bulb, set it and forget it.
Yes, set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
If you buy now.
634-1240. That's the Fat Boys Tire and Auto Fold line. And text line 630-2266. Call in or text. Since we're not playing Reindeer Roulette this morning, we'll put your name in the box for KFBC Christmas Cash. Your chance to win a $100 weekly prize that'll be drawn tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And also be eligible for the grand prize, $500 drawing that'll be on December 8th, plus a number of other prizes, $250, $100, so lots going. So all you got to do is just give us a call or a comment or a text, and we'll throw your name into the box. This is Cheyenne Today, presented by Black Hills Energy, the Garden Show, brought to you each week by Gardening with Altitude.
Horticulture, all the pansies always greet me with a joke. They show affection for my protection. Why, I'll kill the guy who'll make the crocus croak. In the springtime, I gild all the lilies. In the autumn, I paint the leaves brown. 'Cause I'm a vulture for horticulture. But my hay fever's bringing me down. Yes, sir.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Weekly Garden Show. It is brought to you by Gardening with Altitude, 1101 Logan Avenue. Gardening with Altitude, growing from the ground up. And Cheyenne Today, brought to you each and every week by each and every day, as a matter of fact, by Black Hills Energy. Shane, Jacob, we do have a brave texter texted in. This is from Mary. Mary is asking, in the past, the city or Boy Scouts had a day to pick up excess leaves that won't fit in the bin by next week's last yard waste pickup. Will they have that again this year? If not, what do we do with all the extra bags of leaves that we have collected?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but we will find out by next week. Quick call to the city sanitation department would tell you that.
Yeah.
I agree. I've seen that happen. I regularly see the Boy Scouts help out with a Christmas tree pickup. I'm not quite sure about the leaves, but I know the city would probably very much value those leaves in the city compost program, because leaves are just wonderful to break down. They're a great resource. So. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they're still doing that, and I know Reese will probably be checking into that too, as far as the news side of things. But yes. You haven't seen a press release on that.
I have not seen that. No.
Usually we get a press release from the city of Cheyenne about that.
So, Mary, if you could text me your last name and your phone number so I can put your name into the box here for the KFBC Christmas Crash, that would be very helpful. So I
might win some money.
Exactly. Yeah. I need your last name, and I'm sure the phone number, I can dig it up on the phone here, but be easier if you just did it for me. You were talking about planting bulbs, guys. How about wildflower seeds? Is that a good time to do it as well?
Well, yeah, it's a crazy time. It seems crazy, but it is. We're coming on the absolute best time of the year to plant wildflower seed. A lot of folks would think spring would be the time to have a little wildflower meadow and go plant it out. And that's the second best time. But right now is the best time. And the reason for that is if you planted wildflowers earlier in fall, they're more apt to sprout and then not get enough root if they're a perennial to survive the winter, and then they just die. If you plant them from this point on, we've got this little window where the soil, as we were talking earlier, is not yet frozen.
Yeah.
So you can move the soil around and get them dug into the soil a little bit, not very deep. But it's too cool for them to germinate. And they will just sit dormant, get that cold treatment, which also increases your germination, and then be the beneficiary of some, hopefully, spring rains, which we usually get, but not always. But let's hedge our bets and hope for the best. If not, you might have to water them. So, if you've got a little chunky yard that you want to go a little more natural, try to find a wildflower seed mix that is designed for our part of the world. For years, I pointed people to Wind River Seed Company. They're up north of Thermopolis in the Kirby area, those of you that know your Wyoming geography. And I haven't checked on them this year. I usually try to check and make sure they're still in business. The company got bought and sold a couple times, but I think they're still going strong. So you might check into them and see what they have to offer, because if you can get your wildflower seed from Wind River, it's going to be some perfect mix for our climate, and you're sure to not get any aggressive, weedy sorts of seed mixes that are sometimes out there with those wildflower mixes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is a good time. Also, we tell folks, if you have a stand of wildflowers that is growing, it's a good time to go out there and kind of stomp on it and mash the seed heads back into the ground and break the stems down and get some seed stock naturally from this year's bloom, which are producing seed. You can get them back into the soil and get things going again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of wildflowers, I know you're not supposed to do that. It's probably, but people drive around up in the mountains or wherever, and they see something that they think looks really, really cool, a wildflower.
Yeah.
They bring it home and plant it, and next thing they know, they've got a weed taking over. I mean, they're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, right? First of all, if it's on public land, it's probably illegal, you hope a ranger isn't driving by seeing you with your shovel or your trowel. And usually if you're digging up something that's in bloom, that's the absolute worst time to move something.
Yeah.
So it's probably you're going to bring it home. It's going to die. And if you're in a native area, you're probably not going to get a weed. Where you find weeds, of course, are in previously disturbed areas, which means the barrel pits and old road beds, that kind of thing, where the weeds will come along. So you got to be careful of that. I know some people go up into the hills and they look for some wildflower seed, and I don't even think that is totally legal. I don't think anybody's I don't think there's any wildflower seed police roaming the mountains right now, but people do that and bring that back and so that. But getting a good mix of wildflower seed from a reputable company is a great way to go.
Okay. Going back to the bulbs, we're kind of talking during the break, Jacob, you were mentioning this about how you can kind of be, creative with this.
Yeah.
You can, Shane, you mentioned throwing it in your lawn. Jacob, you mentioned some guys building paths with, their bulbs.
Really, you could spell out a message like, happy birthday, Dad, or, in somebody's lawn. And if it
hits, it blooms
just
on the right day.
Yeah, if it all comes together just right. But no, and crocus is a really fun one that you'll find, and it comes up very early. And
fine in the lawn.
Yeah, it does fine. And
herbicide won't hurt it.
Yeah,
fertilizer won't hurt it. By the time it's done, by the time you're ready to start mowing, it's done anyway. So
yeah, we were lucky enough to have Kent and Seth come and build our crevice garden for us, and he snuck a couple crocus bulbs in there, and they happened to bloom real quick. And I went out there the other day, and here's these little blue flowers. And this neat thing about this species is, it's got a bright red, is it the stamen that's coming out of the center, or is it what part of the flower is that? I can never remember.
It's the pollen on
Yeah, but it's bright red, and if you pick that is the most expensive spice in the world. That's saffron. So it's kind of interesting to see.
This is what's known as a fall blooming crocus. We were talking about spring blooming bulbs. These are harder to find for sale. If you find them, they're perfectly hardy. You can buy mail order. And they bloom right now. So a great way, here it is November, and there's something in full bloom at the gardens outdoors that survives the winter. A lot of people thought the garden season ended on Labor Day.
Yeah.
but there's still a lot going on out there.
Yep.
And the fall crocus is a great one. And using crocus, another great one for lawns is iris. Iris reticulata or iris danforthii, two big long names, but they're little tiny 2-inch iris flowers, and a great one in the lawns. And I've seen people do like patterns and their kids' names and all kinds of stuff in their lawn. And you can just take a trowel and just kind of do a little wedge in the turf and slip that bulb into the wedge, because these are tiny little bulbs. A little drill bit would be a good one for these bulbs for crocus. The width of a crocus is barely an inch, if that. So just get a 1-inch bit, go out there with your cordless drill, and buy a bag of bulbs and pop them in.
Yeah, well,
Cool. 634-1240. If you have a question or comment, we're getting up about 3.5 minutes here left on the show. Talking about bringing plants in or watering plants in the winter, Shane. Also transitioning from summer to winter, and now we need to flip that. You know, we changed our clocks back already, so
yep.
Need to flip that ceiling.
Oh, I still got to do that.
You haven't done that. I've made you on time. Your phone is right.
But yeah,
flipping the ceiling fan as well.
Yeah, it's we talked a little bit about that every spring and every fall. So we're here to just be your full service radio station and let you know that it is time to get up there on a chair, try to not fall, and if you have a ceiling fan, and there's a little tiny switch on a ceiling fan that changes the direction. And so now that it's winter, we want that fan to go clockwise for your most efficient heating. We use it for cooling in the summer. That's counterclockwise. So we flip the switch. We send it to clockwise for the winter. And then it's also, usually it's a little pull switch that changes. Usually you have three speeds on a ceiling fan. Mm-hmm. In the summer, you want it on medium or high, going counterclockwise. That's for your best cooling. In the winter, you flip the switch to clockwise and you set it to slow, the slowest setting.
Yeah.
And that will do a nice job of distributing the hot air up on your ceiling and bringing it back down, but yeah, not with so much force that it's causing evaporation and cooling. Because when it's blowing wind against your skin at a high speed, it's going to make you feel cold. Yeah. So that's why you want to set your ceiling fans to be running a little bit slower. In fact, the slowest setting.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming in and joining us today. We certainly do appreciate it. And once again, get your tickets now for the 40th anniversary party for the Botanic Gardens.
Yeah. Yeah.
So call the Botanic Gardens and you can find out a heck of a lot
Botanic.org.
more. Botanic.org, and you can find out a heck of a lot more about that. And get your best 70s gear out.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be, a 70s.
Get your bell bottoms.
There'll be pictures of
leisure suits.
You'll see pictures of Shane you won't even recognize Shane in some of these older pictures. That's going to do it for the show today. Once again, thanks to Gardening with Altitude, our sponsor today. This is Cheyenne Today, presented by Black Hills Energy. You're listening to 97.5 FM, AM 1240, KFBC Cheyenne. Have a great day, everybody.